With us is Councilman Billy Shreve. Good morning, Councilman. How are you?
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me today.
And talking about the budget has been put on your laps here recently, but you're here for some other things too. So let's get on. Let's talk a little bit about one of the things that you have. It's called Classmates for Life. What is that?
Yeah, Classmates for Life is something I created a few years ago. We had done some drug education programs in the school, me, the sheriff, some of the elected officials with the health department. And we go around to the schools and talk about basically why drugs are bad. And what we found out is the parents were showing up and maybe, 25, 30 people. And, the auditoriums hold 400.
Right.
So we said, how can we get more people here? So the highlights of the event were some kids that were going through rehabilitation, they would have to speak to the public as part of their, reintroduction into society. And I would interview those kids, and that was the highlight of the event. And also the resource fair up front with the sheriff's department, health department, just telling people what to look out for. So I said, okay, what do kids do 99% of the time? And they're always on social media.
Right.
So how can we get kids involved? And we came up with Classmates for Life, which is kids, tell us why drugs are bad, make a 30 to 60 second video, and we're going to put it on social media. So we have a YouTube site that's tied to Frederick County Public Schools, and it's been really successful. We have over 70,000 views on YouTube.
Nice. How many videos do you think you have?
We had a contest in 2016. And we had about 90.
And, oh wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, and we did it for the second time. A little bit different focus, and we have about another 90 filmmakers. So what happened is it evolved. It went from Bob Miller taking out his iPhone and making a video mm-hmm. to Bob Miller and the rest of the radio station getting together and making a production.
Right.
So you have a lot more kids involved, but less videos overall. That's what you have.
Well, that's kind of cool. And do you think that it's having, when you do these things, and a lot of times I look at them, I'm like, oh, well, it's a feel-good thing, but does it really have an impact? And that's the question that you have to ask. I mean, what are the results? What's the impact that it has?
It's interesting you ask that because, I'm always a results guy too. And we met with the health department and said, hey, we're doing this kickoff December 19th back in 2017. And what's the data? And Dr. Brookmeyer said, you're going to be surprised. Drug use in schools is down, but alcohol use is increasing. Mm-hmm. So, you're teaching kids that drugs are bad and, you can die. And one in four kids were using prescription drugs or heroin or opioid-based stuff. And so that's actually gone down. So this program is working.
But they went back to alcohol, back to what, Billy Shreve used to do back in the day.
Well, they went back to what they started making in the Catoctin Mountains long ago. So it went back to their heritage. And you look at drugs, and I was listening to the show coming in, and a reason to legalize drugs, or at least somehow try to control them more, is you have this synthetic marijuana with rat poison in it that's killing people. So kids are smart, and they're figuring out that these drug dealers are out to hurt them. They're not there to help them. So alcohol is actually regulated. It's pure. If you buy Coors beer, it's Coors beer. It doesn't have rat poison in it. So
you say today on the Morning News Express, Billy Shreve, that you are a proponent of legalizing drugs?
I'm not a proponent of legalizing drugs, but there is one thing the government does well sometimes is regulate things, and they have regulated alcohol to the point where it's not hazardous to your health if you have a beer.
They also regulated cigarettes, and they have a warning on them.
Yeah, and cigarette consumption, as much as they've tried to regulate it, it hasn't really curbed a whole lot worldwide. So
no,
that's another interesting phenomenon.
It's very addictive. All right, so the website for the Classmates for Life?
It's www.classmatesforlife.com with a 4.
Okay.
And there's also a YouTube site. And if you go to the YouTube site, the videos are categorized by elementary school, middle school, and high school, and the 2016 contest and also the 2018 contest. So everything's categorized. They're great videos. If you want to have a conversation with your kids about drugs, you should go there, watch a couple of the videos, and just let the kids talk about it.
Yeah, cool. We'll talk more with... Remember that song?
Oh, yeah. Your music's a lot better than what Frank plays in the afternoon.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's because you got that old geezer, Tim May. That's why. I mean, come on. Tim is like, he wants okie dokie hokey pokey type music, you know.
All this big band stuff from the 20s.
He's just old. He's just a decrepit old man who never wears anything but seersucker pants and a really cheap jacket. But we love him.
Well, he wears a bow tie once in a while.
Does he? I don't know.
And an ascot. Yeah. A bow tie and an ascot.
I've seen Tim May, and it was going to be a contest one time to see if you could photograph Tim May without a jacket on.
Oh, wow. That's
and
a challenge.
I actually found one when he was in a WFMD shirt one day.
Okay.
So he didn't have a jacket on over that, but any other time. All right, let's talk about the budget. The budget is handed to the council. We had County Executive Jan Gardner on yesterday, giving her numbers and, of course, obviously doing what she said she was going to do for the school teachers who pretty much, in my opinion, got her elected, and that is jacking up the maintenance of effort for not only for every county executive to follow, whether it's her or somebody else, forever and ever and ever.
Yeah, and you know, the thing about that is, as commissioners, what we did is we would give the school system what was required by law, and then we'd give them extra money. And we'd make sure that it didn't fall into the maintenance of effort category, because once you say I give you $10 million this year, well, next year the floor is $10 million higher.
Right.
So if I give you $10 million the following year, then the next year it's $20 million higher. So maintenance of effort now over 4 years, is $75 million higher. Now, the budget only went up $90 million in 4 years. Only, that's a 20% increase.
Yeah. So, I think her number was a little bit less than that. When I asked her that question, how much, I thought her number was a little bit lower than that. I'll have to play it. You can go back and listen to it on our podcast, but she might dispute that number.
Yeah, and she could, but last night, you can go back and watch the video from last night's council meeting, and there's a separate slide that shows $75 million with maintenance of effort. And the increase over 4 years is about $90 million. So what's that mean to the taxpayer? It means the budget's now $608 million, almost $609 million with that $90 million increase. And it's a 2.4% tax increase to the average person. So if you're paying property overall,
I don't mean to interrupt, but I got to, because how can you say that when she was and she said it that there is not a tax increase to the county, that you as a taxpayer, and I think you own a home, that you are not paying more money in taxes. That she didn't raise the taxes. So are we talking about the council's the one who has to do the adjustment on the county tax rate, right?
Well,
property tax rates and stuff.
Here's what happens. Jan makes the budget, and then the council has to have the tax rate hearing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting that she would say that, because it's plausible deniability. But she sets the budget. The finance department sets the tax rate, and then they come forward. And, you know, the state of Maryland is really smart, and they said, we want everyone to know exactly what they're paying in taxes. So they created a state law that said you have to advertise what the tax rate is. So the state law, the ad was in the paper last weekend, and it says your taxes will increase by 2.4%. Real property tax revenues will increase by 2.4%, resulting in $5,401,550 of new real estate property taxes. In order to fully offset the effect of increasing assessments, the real property tax rate should be reduced to 1.0351, the constant yield rate. So the state of Maryland actually says this ad that you produce says that you are getting a tax increase.
And that usually, though, that's how they work it, though. Should be the tax increase, but if we set the constant yield or if we readjust the assessment rate, whatever that assessment rate is now, if we lower that assessment rate, then basically it's a wash.
If we lower they're saying the rate's about 1.06, I think, is what it is. If they lowered it to 1.03, they would get the same amount of tax revenue as they got last year from the existing residents.
Okay.
Now, anyone who just moved into the area, so Bob, say you sold your house,
mm-hmm.
and you bought your house 20 years ago for $100,000. Well, if someone bought it new, now they're paying the full value of what you sold them the house for at $1 million. So they're paying 10 times the tax rate.
Would you be my real estate agent?
Absolutely.
You can get that?
Yeah, so that's how it works.
Right, okay.
You know, when someone buys a house, even though it's a existing home, they pay the rate based on the value today versus what the person who bought it before was. So you always have a little bit more money anyway, plus you have people that moved into a new home. So you always have more money coming in. So this argument about we can't live on what we got last year, it's just wrong. It's math, and math doesn't lie.
Steve in the studio, we're talking the budget, and we were having a little conversation off the air about the I like to call it the shell game when it comes to the amount of taxes that you got to play, that you got to pay, and that we know that the county executive Jan Gardner said that she has not there's not a tax increase per se when it comes to, it says right here, the general fund budget is based on existing tax rates for both property taxes and income taxes. And there, and this is from her budget message, 2019 budget message, there are no tax rate increases.
Yeah.
And now, you say that that's incorrect.
That is not correct. It's almost semantics, because the state of Maryland a long time ago had the foresight to see people like Jan Gardner coming forward. And they said, okay, every year at tax time, you're going to produce a public notice, which is an ad in the newspaper, and here's the format. So they made the format, and you fill in the blanks, and it basically says, if, insert name of jurisdiction, maintains the current tax rate of X per 100 of assessment, real property and tax revenues will increase by blank percent, resulting in blank dollars of new real property taxes. So when you plug in the numbers, it says, if Frederick County maintains the current rate of 1.06 per 100 of assessment, real property tax revenues will increase by 2.4%.
Well, let me stop you there.
Sure.
That's because the property values in Frederick County have gone up. So that's not necessarily a bad thing. Your property is worth more, so now you pay more.
If you're paying more, that's a tax increase. That's what the state of Maryland says.
Okay.
So it further goes to say, so number two, there are four parts of the ad, four sentences. So number two says, if Frederick County maintains the current rate of 1.06, real property tax increases will increase by 2.4%. Okay. Number three says, in order to fully offset the effect of increasing assessments, which is what your property value going right up, the tax rate should be 1.03, the constant yield rate, meaning we get the same amount of money.
Okay.
So it's 1.06 is what our rate is. That means it's a 2.4% increase. If you want to keep it the same, meaning the individual homeowner doesn't pay more, it should be 3 cents less.
Okay.
So that, so it's a 2.4% or 3 cent property increase.
But let's be honest then. If you're you know, you said semantics, if you're being truthful about that, then she's right. She's not done a rate increase. As like, I'm not raising it to 1.8, you know, 1.8. I'm keeping it 1.06. I can't help it that your property taxes have gone, you know, that your property values have gone up. So it's, I'm not increasing the rate, but the rate is being increased because your house increased, which, by the way, if you went to go sell it, then you are, you know, you're making more money off of it. So, I mean,
yeah,
that's the shell game that's being played, and she's right. So she can say that she's not increased the rate, but the amount of money that you are paying is increasing.
And the state of Maryland says that the current tax rate is increasing by 2.4%, and property revenue will go up by $5.4 million. So if you don't want to increase people's taxes, the rate should be 3% less or 2.4% less.
Okay, I mean, yeah. Yes, but I mean, again, that's kind of an argument, and I understand it. And I'm on your. I would like to pay less, but yeah. What I'm saying is, I mean, I'm not trying to get her back, but you know, she is right. She didn't raise the rates, but the rates are standing the same, which makes her statement correct.
Well, here's what happens.
Right? Yes or no? That's a simple yes or no. I mean,
I have to go with the legal definition by the state of Maryland, and I'll say no. Because if I have a dollar, last year I got to keep 97 cents of it, and this year I get to keep 95 cents of it. So,
well, I mean, again, it's apples and oranges to me, or or you know, Fuji apples versus Gala apples. I mean, they're still apples,
right?
But you gotta, I mean, you know, when you look at it black and white, again, says that she did not raise the rate. And what you're saying is because the rate stayed the same, you are paying more.
You are paying more.
You consider that a tax increase.
And so does the state of Maryland legally.
But that's not the rate says, it doesn't say, it just says if you want to keep the same constant yield, then if you want to make sure that nobody pays more, then you should lower it.
And the ad says if Frederick County maintains the current tax rate. So the state of Maryland by law calls it a tax rate.
Mm-hmm.
So you are paying more. And that's why, you know, you're seeing at the council all these tax credits coming up. Because what's happening is people on fixed income, you know, Baker Park, believe it or not, at one time was kind of run down, that area around Baker Park. And people bought these houses 20, 30, 40 years ago and fixed them up. Now they're on retirement, they're on fixed income, and they can't afford their taxes because, you know, instead of getting 97 cents last year, you know, this year you're getting only 95 of every dollar. So the seniors are saying, hey, we want to stay here, but we're being taxed out of our house.
But can't you get a waiver in the assessment of your property?
Only if there is a senior tax credit enacted by Frederick County. So one of the first things I did when I was elected was enacted a senior tax credit. It's been modified twice to allow more income and more house value. Last night I enacted or sent back to public hearing a tax credit to enact a tax credit for veterans and seniors who have lived in their house for 40 years. And then Councilman DeLauder has a tax credit coming forward also in the next few weeks.
All right. So, Vince, good morning, sir. How are you?
Okay, I concur with Councilman. He is correct. There was a script created, and that was that's your get out of jail free card for the left or Democrats who want to increase their budget. So if you really go through the mathematics, he's correct. All they're doing is saying, oh, if you don't do anything, it looks the same, but no, it increases. The second thing is, that means, as he said, as property rates go up, as property values go up, there's a base of people who are basically cannot live in their homes anymore or can't afford to live there. And that's exactly what he talked about, where they start to do carve out. So this philosophy of bring more money in, we as a government entity know better how to redistribute it or use it for different social programs or what have you. And we'll make exceptions as they come along. Whereas the opposite philosophy is, let's just try and do what government can do at a minimal, with minimal impact financially to people. Let them make decisions with what they want to do with their money. And I'm going to give one more example of what I think the councilman was touching on. Years ago, and I recall this, a PG County representative came up with the maintenance of effort. Once again, a nice little script to follow, a formula that essentially rebalances and redistributes taxes to different school systems. And let's look at the evidence after 20-something years of that. How do you compare schools in Baltimore City and other counties who have taken advantage of great lump sums of our tax dollars and then compare them to Frederick County schools? So, yes, I agree we should keep Frederick County schools with the right budgets. However, the big picture says we've kind of been shorted, and our school teachers and administration have done a wonderful job, but that does not mean we have to replicate the poor models of budgets that they've used in other counties like PG and Baltimore City. And I'll stop there. Thank you.
Vincent, thank you. Always always a pleasure to hear your comments. Billy's happy because you agreed with him.
Yeah, great comments.
And I'm not disagreeing with you, Billy. I'm just saying if you look at it, like I said earlier, the both sides are right because she can say
it's political spin
right
on the side of the county executive,
right?
And it's
didn't the county commissioners do the same thing back in the day that we we're not increasing your taxes, but the assessments have gone up, and so
here's what happened when I was a county commissioner. Jan Gardner was president of the board of county commissioners. She left us with a $40 million deficit we had to make up in 6 months. And we were in the worst economic downturn since the Great Depression. So what we did is we gave tax rebate, I think the only one in Frederick County history, of $100 to all the taxpayers, because we didn't know what the economic forecasts were going to be and if things were going to improve. So when you look back on that time, we didn't want to cut anyone's taxes, but if we didn't need the money, we gave it back to them. So, we gave, in essence, a 3 cent per hundred tax rate.
Real quick, and we got to get traffic and weather because we're out of time. I mean, I'm way over time. Winners and losers in this budget.
Who are
the winners and who are the losers when it comes to the... And what can the council do, if anything?
You know, the council's hands are kind of tied. All we can do is cut the budget. We can't move things to different categories or anything like that. I think the biggest losers in this budget are the firefighters. For the 7 years that I've been elected, every year, under two different fire chiefs, actually, the firefighters come forward and say, hey, one of our benefits as employees is our ability to take vacation. There aren't enough career firefighters under the current staffing models for them to be able to take vacation. I think that's wrong. So they're the biggest loser. They are still negotiating with the county. I'm hopeful that, you know, these guys can take vacation because they've earned it. But right now they can't.
And your biggest winner?
Biggest winner always is the school system. Mm-hmm. Over the 3 years, they have increased their budget by $75 million. Because every time you give them an increase over maintenance of effort, it compounds. The next year, that's already included in the base.
Right.
So $75 million. And that's not the way to do it. We put Wi-Fi in all the schools and started security at all the entrances of schools, but we did it with one-time money, so it didn't increase their base budget. That's the way to do it. That's not how it's been done. The school system always gets more money, and I'm not sure that makes better education.
All right, Councilman Billy Tree, appreciate your time. Thank you, sir.